for up for her so
it
she
is,
can
sir.
Go forth. Minister DeAndre.
Good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, everyone. I'm excited about what God is doing this morning. You know, his loving kindness, my God, and it is better than life, my God. And when I think about how the Lord loves me, how he loves us, how he loved us. And so my thought on today, or my word today, is love. And it's I'm going to read 1 John 4. I'm going to say 16 through 19. We'll just get to the end. Thank you, Lord. And we have been known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this way, in this that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. My God. Let us pray. Father God, it is in the name of Jesus that we come before you, thanking you this morning for your loving kindness, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you loved us in spite of us and you continue to love us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that the love of Christ is inside of us and we are first partakers of your love and his love, my God. And so we ask you on today to endue us with that love, to anoint us with that same love that we know that's inside of us, oh God. We thank you for loving us. We thank you that your love is perfected through us, that we can show forth that same love that you showed us to others, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, that with loving kindness, you drawed us. You continue to love on us in spite of us, and you drawed us to you, oh God, with your love. Your love is unmatchable. Your love is perfected. Your love is all that we stand on, and we want to be lovers just like you, oh God. Bless us, oh God, as we go into this day to show forth your love, God. The love that surpasses all understanding. We thank you because your word says above all these things, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Your word says, above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Some consider this verse to be a theme verse of the Bible, but it tells us God's love for us and how great it is that he sacrificed his son for us. That is the most great love that you can give us, God. So we thank you, oh God, for your love. We thank you, Lord God, for loving us. We thank you, oh God, for showing us how to love others. We thank you, oh God, for helping us to extend forth that same loving kindness to other people, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that love would ooze from us, and that as we see people and we deal with your people, God, you will show forth that same love because you loved us. You are love, and it's a commandment, oh God, that you gave us to love. So show your people on today how to love on this Friday. Let this be the Friday of love, oh God, where love is all that we can think about. Valentine's Day, God. Let love be our portion on today. And help us, oh God, to show forth that same love, that same loving kindness. We thank you, Lord God, that you're doing all things well in our lives, and you're showing us and teaching us how to be disciples, how to walk like you walk and talk like you talk, and believe, Lord God, on everything that you told us. Have your way in our lives on today. Now let us love, because you first loved us, because your love is not the way that the world loves, oh God, but it's agape love, my God. It's unwavering love. It is love that stays with us, Lord God, no matter what. You love us, And so I pray in the name of Jesus as we deal with our family members, our co-workers, people around us, oh God, that we'll remember, Yeshua God, that same love that you extended to us, that same love, my God, that you had on the cross where you could have came down, hey God, but you didn't. And you stayed up there, oh God, just so that we could have an opportunity, oh God, to show forth that same love. Bless us, oh God. Bless us, oh God, as we deal with people in the earth, because that's the same love that you have from in the heavenlies. The word of God says that love is inside of us. Help us, oh God, to be the lovers of your people. Draw us, oh God, to the people that you want us to show loving kindness to. Draw us to those people, oh God. Your word says that they can't come unless you draw them. So we pray in the name of Jesus that you would put us in the right place at the right time with the right resources to be able to be a blessing and show forth your love. We thank you, hallelujah, Hayarabosa, for even allowing us to be there and to be that vessel, that tool that you use on today, this loving Friday, God, to show forth that love and make disciples. Because sometimes, oh God, no, a person has never even had a hug that day or had anybody look at them or even smile in their faces, oh God. So we pray, oh God, that we won't take those little moments for granted, but that we'll use, my God, the little moments that you give us in a day, Yeshua God, to show forth your love, to let love be our portion, to keep our eyes open, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you open up our eyes and our spirit on today. Day, that we'll be able to see the need, my God, that we'll be able to meet the need. Equip your children on today, oh God. You said those you called, you equip, my God. Equip us today, oh God, on this loving Friday, that we can show forth, our God, your perfect love, because perfect love casts out all fear. And I thank you, oh God, because faith over love is what we have. We have faith in you, which tears down our fear to allow us to love you. And so, and love others. And so we thank you, Yeshua God, again for your word that lets us know, God, perfect love, your perfect love. It casts out all fear. There's no doubt we can do what you did because your love is there. Anoint us afresh with fresh oil on today, and let your love be our portion. We thank you for loving us, God. We thank you for keeping us, God. We thank you for being vessels on today, God. We thank you that we can praise you in our way through every situation, and we can see, we are your vessels, your children, the ones that you equipped on to go out and make disciples and show forth your love. And so we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah, that we can do this. We thank you that it's not sure, but it's a privilege to be able to be used by you in any way. Lord, we bless you and we honor you on today. Use us like never before on this loving Friday. We bless you and we honor you, hallelujah. We glorify your name, oh God, for just being able to be a vessel that you can use. Strengthen us now, oh God. Bless this prayer line, Lord God, and bless each and every person on this line, north, south, east, west, my God. Let this be a loving Friday. No matter what situation we might find ourselves in, somebody needs to know that they're loved, my God. And so we thank you, Lord God, that you have made us that person on today to show forth your love on this loving Friday. Hallelujah to your name. We thank you that you have equipped us. We thank you that you're going to show us exactly who needs it. God, we thank you for opening up our ear gates. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for standing up in us, my God, and speaking loud to us and saying, yes, that's the person. Give them a smile. We thank you, Lord God, for Holy Spirit leading and guiding us on today to all truth. Bless the pastor, Lenore, Lord God. We lift up Bishop in a special way, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for all that he's doing and all that he has done, my God. We thank you for the teachings that he has given us. I call it meat, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for the meat, hallelujah, that you have given him, that we can take that meat. We can take the milk, if it's milk to us, Lord God, and apply it to our lives and be all that you called us to be. Continue to keep him, oh God. Continue to feed him, oh God. Continue to push him, oh God. Continue to stretch him, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it. We thank you for stretching Pastor Lenore. We thank you, oh God, for giving them the tools that they need to do exactly what you called them to do. Now keep them, my God, their minds, their spirits, Lord. We lift them up to you high, and we cover them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you, hallelujah, for the vessels that you've given us. You've given us pastors after our own hearts, oh God. Allow us, Lord God, to continue to receive and apply all that they've given to us. We bless you and thank you for each and every person on this line, again, near and far. Continue to stay tapped in and show forth loving kindness on this Loving Friday. In the name of Jesus, we lift this prayer up to you by faith, and by faith we receive your manifold blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. Oh, yes, I will. Oh, yeah.
This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Minister DeAndre, for that wonderful, wonderful prayer. We give God praise for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, people of God, we are on the last day of the week. It's TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. He has brought us through another week. Hallelujah. And we give God praise for it. Hallelujah. Don't forget, if you have to leave, go to our website, EKC Ministry. Peruse the site. There's some things there for you. There's some product. There's some word. There's some word there for you that will change you, set you free, and deliver you. And so make sure you go to our website, ekcministries.org, and check it out. All right. And also, you can go there and give. You can do that on our website as well. And also, you can do it at our Cash App, which is $ Bishop Eric Clark. All right, I'm going to turn it over to Sister Pat. She's our next prayer lead. I think she has a guest. So, Sister Pat, it's your turn.
I'm here. Good morning, everybody. My topic is on heart, creating a clean heart. My scripture is Matthew 22:36-37. Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto them, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And Proverbs 18:26 says, He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whosoever walks wisely will be delivered. Ezekiel 11:27, and then I will give one you a heart, and I will give you a heart after me. Let me go over. Then I will give one's heart, and I will put a new spirit within them, and take the stony heart out of their flesh, and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my judgment and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. But as for those who, have hearts that follow their abomination, I will recommend their deeds on their own heart, on their own head, said the Lord. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standeth in the path of the sinners, not sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sit in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the ways of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not into your own understanding. And acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he shall direct thy path. Create in me, Lord, a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from you, your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your righteous, by your gentle spirit. And God gave Solomon wisdom according and greatly and great understanding and enlarge a heart like the sand of the seashore. Behold, I have done according to your word. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall anyone like it unto you. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Ezekiel the prophet came near and said, Lord, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are the God in Israel, and I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Okay, give me a minute here. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that you are the Lord God and that you have turned their heart back to you again. And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the hearts of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and you may live. Now the multitude of these, of those who believe, were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of these things he possessed was his or his own, but they had all things in common. First John say, my little children, let us not love in words, nor in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are his truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if your heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But let not your heart be troubled. ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would not have told you. If I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also, and where I go, you know, and the way you know. And they said unto one another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scripture? And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I'm going to pass it on.
Okay. My name is Florence Harris, and today I'll be speaking on creating me a clean heart. This should be our request to God every day, and we should strive to be in sync with him. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall be called the children of God.
A clean heart is stated as being that which involves honesty, sincereness, and free of malice, treachery, or evil intent. In the spiritual state, it says that we should seek to serve God with genuine repentance, love, and obedience, to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, to allow him to dwell in our hearts. Psalms 51, I'm just going to read a few verses from that, but it is a cry out from David. He had committed transgressions against humanity and God, and he was asking for forgiveness. It says, have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquities, and cleanse me from my sin. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Do not conform any longer, Romans 12:2 says, do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. As Christians, we must change our ways and mind and live in the way that is pleasing to God. Do not be conformed to this world. We have been brought to life, and we are no longer dead in our sins. So blessed are they who keep his statutes and seek him with all thine heart.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with all spiritual blessings from on high by Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for renewing our hearts, our mind, God. Lord, let us look like you, God. Lord, let us walk in thy will in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for Jesus. He is I am. He is the creator of all things. And we bless you, Lord. Lord, thank you for renewing our mind, our heart, our soul, our strength, God. Lord, let us look like you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I turn it over to the next prayer lead in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Yes, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you, God. I want to see you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, people of God, we're praying for our prayer list, all those that are in sick nursing homes, in the hospital, our church in Africa. We're praying for Keisha's health. We're praying for Aunt Ayana's health. We're praying for all the kids, all the children. We're praying for Honesty and Sharice. We're praying for James. We're praying for Clinton and anyone else that is not written down on our prayer list. We're praying for all the sick and shut-in on this morning. And don't forget, if you have to leave, this is mid-session. And so if you have to leave, we understand you may not be able to stay the whole hour. But this is our halftime. So if you need to leave, this is a good time. But make sure you go over to our website, ekcministries.org, and leave a seed. Your seed brings forth the harvest. And it also helps us reach more souls. So you can do that at ekcministries.org, or you can go to our Cash App, which is $ Bishop Eric Clark. All right, I'm going to turn it over to Sister Gail. Are you here, Sister Gail?
Good morning, everybody. Excuse me. Can you hear me okay?
We can.
All right. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. Again, my name is Gail. I'm going to be your next prayer lead. Thank God, I thank the Lord for, again, all of those who go before me. I tell you, all of the prayer leads that go before me, you bless me. You release me to pray because I'll be so nervous sometimes. So I just have to say that every time. I thank God for all the prayer leads, the host, everybody that goes before and just prepares a pathway. So God bless you all this morning. And, okay, so our next area of focus is going to be grab your sword, and then grab your sword. So I'm going to read from Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Amen. Amen. Grab your sword. So I'm going to use this time today praying and declaring the word of the Lord. Amen. Which is our sword of the Spirit. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, we need the word of God to reach our hearts, the very center of all that happens in our lives. And, Lord, we ask you to lay open our motives and feelings as we read and study your word. And as we pray your word back to you today, we also declare it in our midst. And, Lord, we ask you to let your word make us strong and able to withstand the evil onslaughts of the enemy. Holy Spirit, we ask you to use the power of the word to save souls and to give them spiritual strength to be mature believers for the Lord in fighting this corrupt and evil world that we live in. And as we grow and understand your word, God, make us more useful in doing your will and in being more effective in standing against the enemies of our soul. Father, as we continue in prayer this morning, we pray for all of those who are on the prayer list and those that have just been crying out to you. They need a move of God in their lives, God. And we just come in agreement with those prayers and with those cries and pleas for help, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We agree with our brothers and sisters this morning that you move, God, in their situation, God, that you will move on behalf of them, on behalf of their family members, their loved ones, whoever they're praying for, God. We come in agreement, God. Hallelujah, God. You said one could put 1,000 to flight, but two can send 10,000 fleeing, God. So we just thank you for the power that's in agreement, our prayers of agreement, God. And just we ask you to cause, Lord, your people, those that are on this line, that have been on the line all throughout the week, God, and agreeing in prayer, God, we just ask you to cause them to rest in your presence, Lord, to just help them to be still and know that you are Lord over their circumstances. Hallelujah, God. So we just thank you this morning for all that you've done and all that you're going to do, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you that you're going before us, Lord, to prepare the way for us, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, thank you, thank you. And, Lord, we declare your word. God will fight for us as we are still and hold our peace. God is with us in the battle. He goes ahead of us to walk in peace and victory. Praise God. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your peace, Lord, that gives us confidence, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your support, God, that assurance, that blessed assurance, God, that you will never leave us and never forsake us. Hallelujah. We declare he will rescue us from the enemy. And what is too strong and too difficult for us is no match for our God. God is greater than anything we can face, whether it is in the lion's den or in a storm or whether it's our Red Sea. Hallelujah. God is greater. God is on our side. He is our counselor, our refuge, our shield, our comforter. Amen. We have boldness in the midst of every battle. We have love because the Holy Spirit is in us. Amen. And Lord, as you rebuke Peter for wielding his natural sword, we do not want to be guilty of fighting our battles using our carnal weapons. We thank you, Lord, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Teach us to fight with the word of God in our hearts and standing on the promises of God. Help us, Lord, to realize that we cannot fight our battles alone. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us the victory. Praise God. Praise God. We declare your word, God. We grab the word. We grab the sword. And we agree with the word that all may go well with you and that you be in good health as it goes well with your soul. God, your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We have a sound mind. We have the power of God operating in our lives. We are loved richly by our God. Amen. Oh, we want to grab that sword today. We are loved richly by our God. Amen. Help us to embrace that, Lord. Help us to embrace the love of God so that we can, in turn, show the love of God to others. Amen. Worthy, we declare, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and praise. Our hearts cry out in adoration. God has poured out his divine blessings of favor from above. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Strongholds are broken. No more fear, no more anxiety, no more unrest in our hearts. We have life and life more abundantly. We declare your word over our lives, God. Praise God. And Lord, sometimes we get tired and weary in the midst of the battle and along our journey here on this earth. But we remember, Lord, that you told us to come unto you when we are weary and heavy laden, and we can receive rest from you. Thank you, Father, that we can rest in your presence as you restore the strength that we need to keep on going and to continue just to enjoy our lives, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for restoration in your presence. We declare, Lord, we grab our sword and we say, whatever we ask in prayer, we believe. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We stand by the power that's in the name, the word, and the blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing can stand against God Almighty, and no one. We believe by faith that God is working on our behalf. Amen. We pray for wisdom and discernment in this season, and we're all in different seasons, Lord, but so we all need wisdom for this time that we're going through, Lord. We need discernment, God, and we ask you for it in Jesus' name. Father, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We walk in the light as he is in the light. We are developing a strong and intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. We declare it. Amen. We are willing to take up our cross and follow Jesus. Amen. Whatever that entails, Lord, we take up our cross, whether it's pain or affliction, Lord. Whatever it is we're going through, God, we know that we are not defeated. Hallelujah. Because of the cross of Calvary, Lord God. You already won the victory, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that we can take up our cross daily and follow you. The numbers of our head, the numbers of hairs upon our head is numbered because God loves us. We long to have communion with God. You work in our circumstances, Lord, and we rejoice today because of you, Father. You are in control of every aspect of our lives. Nothing takes place that you have not allowed to happen. You are working all things for our good. We choose not to lean on our own understanding. We choose to acknowledge you, Lord, in all of our ways. Praise God. Praise God. Father, as you cleanse our hearts so that the spirit of pride will not be found within us, we ask you to remove every bad thing in our character. We ask you to place a spirit of humility in us, one filled with gratitude and that says yes to your will. Search us, Lord, and know our thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in us and lead us to the way everlasting. Help us, Lord. Help us to live a life that gives you all the glory and all the praise. We declare your word, God. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah, Lord. We take up our sword, Lord. You will fight for us, and we will hold our peace. Thank you for fighting our battle. It's in your presence, Lord, that we can experience a calm and a peace that is beyond all human comprehension. Give us grace, Lord, to overcome the troubles that we may face. Grant us the grace to face every challenge. And Lord, hallelujah, he said, I have told you these things that you may have peace. In the world, you will have troubles, but I have overcome the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. As your children, Lord, we will take to heart. Even through difficulty, we have already overcome because of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you, God. Hallelujah today that you hear every heart cry, Lord. You hear every prayer. Thank you today, Lord. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen us and protect us. Lord, we thank you to help us to walk in the word, hallelujah, so that we can walk in authority over our circumstances. And we know that that's the reason for this topic, to grab our sword, amen, so we can walk in authority over our circumstances and over our own problems, our own personal problems, Lord. We want the victory in our lives. Praise God. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us and establish the work of our hands upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. And as we close, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the word, which is our sword of the Spirit. We thank you for the power and authority that's in the word, the power to save, the power to deliver, the power to give us a victorious walk. And we declare that we will be students of the word so that we can show ourselves to be approved unto you. Father, this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. I will now turn it back over to Pastor Lenora.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open my eyes. I want to see you.
Our prayer, God. Open my eyes, Lord.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you high and lifted up. Hallelujah, shining in the light of your glory. Thank you, Sister Gail, for that prayer. Grab your sword. Gail says, nothing takes place that God is not aware of. Hallelujah. She said, grab your sword so you can walk in authority. Thank you, Sister Gail, for that prayer. I want to thank Pat and her sister, Sister Florence. Next week, we're having our guest week, and Pat wanted to do it on her week. So thank you, Sister Pat, for your scripture reading. Thank you, Sister Florence, for your scripture reading and your prayers. God bless you, Sister Deandra. Thank you for the prayer on love. We glorify the name of Jesus. Don't forget, like Sister Pat did on this week, next week is our guest week. So those prayer leads, if you have someone that's going to be a part of your prayer, put them on, and let's worship the Lord all together. Let's pray. Let's seek the Lord all together. It's my turn to pray. I'm your last prayer lead. I'm just going to pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for another day that you've kept us. We thank you, God, for just giving us a spirit of love, God. God, we thank you that love, hallelujah, is in our hearts. Love is right there with us, God. God, we thank you that your love, God, dispensed throughout our lives, God, just changes situations, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, hallelujah, for a new spirits, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you're renewing the right spirit within us, God. God, we thank you that your word is like a sword, is like an anchor in our soul. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that your word keeps us grounded, God. Your sword, our sword, the word, God, keeps us on the straight and narrow, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for being God of God and Lord of lords. We thank you, hallelujah, for being King of kings in our life, God. God, we understand that we have bosses and we have people that may be, that we may look up to, God. But, God, we look up to you because coming from you is our help, God. No other help we know, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that this ministry, God, we're thriving on it. We're depending on this ministry, God. And, God, we thank you for the spirit of prayer. We thank you that we can come to your throne boldly, God, and give you our cares and give you our problems, God. We can lay them at your feet, and we can walk away and just know that your perfect will be done, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, hallelujah, for that tool of prayer, God. God, we thank you for just listening to our burdens, God, and we can leave them at your feet, God. God, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify you, God. God, you are the lily of the valley. You are the bright and morning star, God. God, we want to see you high and lifted up, God. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are opening up the eyes of our heart, God. God, our heart is big, God, big with love, God, big with greetings, God, big with desires, God. Our heart is big, and God, we thank you for opening up the desires of our heart, God, opening up the eyes of our heart, God, hallelujah, that we may see you bigger, God, that we may see you high and lifted up, God, on your throne, God. We thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, just for strength and life, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that no weapon that's formed against us will prosper, and all those that rise up will fall. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that you are the great mediator, God. We thank you and we praise you, God, hallelujah, for being the Lord on the right hand of the Father, God, taking our desires and taking our cares to the Father and leaving them there and changing situations and adjusting situations and moving situations, God, and turning things around on our behalf. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that you are the great I am. God, we thank you, God, that whatever situation we find ourselves in, God, you are there, God. You are there, God. You are in control, God. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you, God. We glorify you. God, we say have your way in all of our lives. Move by your spirit. God, we pray for those hidden, those unspoken requests, God. God, those unspoken requests, God, we ask in Jesus' name that you would, you know the desires of our heart, God. You know what's on our hearts before we even ask you, before we even come to you, God. God, we pray for all those unspoken requests, God, those that we are ashamed of, those that we don't, we feel like are too small for you, God. God, but we pray in Jesus' name that you would move on those requests, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that your perfect will be done with those requests, God. Those that are troubling, those that are nagging at us, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God. Hallelujah, that you're there. You know exactly what to do and how to handle and how to change and how to rearrange and how to move stuff out the way, how to bust doors down. And we cast it and we give it to you, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Now let these testimonies, these unspoken requests, God, be a testimony. Let somebody come back and say, this particular thing I never brought to light, but the Lord did it because of an unspoken request prayer that was prayed on the prayer line. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. God, you are concerned about what we're concerned about. And we glorify you. We lift you up, God. God, we thank you, whether it be our children, whether it be our grandchildren or our great-grandchildren, God. God, we thank you that whether it be our job or our boss, God. God, we thank you, God, whether it be our parent or our grandparents, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, whether it be a relationship, God. God, whether it be a marriage, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that those unspoken requests, God, have your attention. We thank you and we praise your name, God. We glorify you, God. We lift you up. God, we pray in Jesus' name for today, this day that you have made, God. We pray in Jesus' name that you would put somebody in our pathway that we can share the love of Christ with, God, that we can hug, as Minister DeAndre talked about, that we can smile at, as she spoke of. Those, put somebody in our pathway that we can just share your goodness with, God, that we can be a testimony of the love that you've shown us, God. God, let us pay it forward, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that as we share your love and your might and your power, God, that somebody would be blessed. Somebody would cry out, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. We thank you for your saving grace, God. God, we thank you for your saving power. We thank you for being beaten on our behalf. We thank you, God, for those piercings in your side, God. God, we thank you for those nails that was placed in your hands and in your feet, God. God, we thank you for that crown of thorns that was placed upon your head, God. God, we thank you for being hung high, God. God, we thank you, and we glorify your name. We look to the cross right now. We attach our concerns to the cross. We attach our ailments to the cross, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, hallelujah, that your grace is sufficient for us. We thank you, God. We magnify you, and we lift you up, God. God, we pray for the daily bread ministry every day, God. God, we pray that the word that comes forth, God, will bring life and light, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for the ministry that comes forth, God, will be a delivering ministry, that will be a healing ministry, God. God, we pray for the daily bread ministry, that ministry in specific, God. God, we pray for it now. We lift it up. We give it to you, God. Let it grow beyond measure, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that your perfect will be done through daily bread ministry, God. God, we thank you and we glorify you. We lift you up, God. Have your way, God. Have your way. Have your way, God. Use Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark for your glory, God. Use all the ministries that's represented on this line for your glory, God. God, let them know that you're there. Let them know that you're in control. Let them know, God, that you are the author and the finisher of their faith, of their ministries, God. God, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you would just show your sign, God. Show them a sign of that you're there. Show them a sign that you are in control. Show them a sign, God. Just let them feel you. Let them know. Blow a wind. Do what you need to do, God. Hallelujah. To encourage your servants on this morning, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you and we give you praise. Have your way, God. Have your way in the services on this weekend, God. Move by your spirit, God. Join us. Meet us at our point of faith, God. Meet us at our church services, God. Meet us online, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll forever give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. All right, people of God, again, I want to thank Minister DeAndre. I want to thank you, Sister Pat and Sister Florence, for your prayer and your scriptures reading on today. And Sister Gail, I thank you for your prayer today about grabbing our sword. Grab your word. Make sure you put the word in your heart. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. People of God, if this it's time for us to go, I want to encourage you all to to join us this Sunday online, which is on our YouTube channel, at 10 a.m. for our Sunday service. And also, go to our website, ekcministries.org, and peruse the site. There's ministry there for you. If you just need a word, go there, get a word. If you just need a prayer, go there. You can go back and get the prayers. They're even there. Every morning you can go back. If you miss the prayer, go back and get it. Just there's ministry there for you, ekcministries.org. And you can give right there as well. Don't forget, your giving expands the ministry. So make sure you are supportive with that, with your tithe, with your offerings. And we will make sure that we reach all those that the Lord has put in our pathway. All right, people of God, go to our YouTube channel now. Bishop Clark will be live at 9 a.m. And be blessed. God bless you. I'll see you all Sunday.
Everyone have a blessed day. Take care.
Amen.
All right, you all
have
well.
God
have
bless.
A good day, everybody.
Have a good weekend.
God bless.
I'll be with you.
A great weekend.
Amen.
Amen.